Good morning. It's 8:31. I'm Emily Files. In the studio with me now, Steve Kinney. Hi, Steve. He's
Good
from
morning.
The Ketchikan Community Chorus. So I'm new to the community. Could you explain to me what the chorus is and how long it's been around?
Yeah, the Community Chorus is a volunteer group. We've been here since probably the late 50s, and we're dedicated to creating a good vocal music mostly, but good music. And we have a variety of people. We range from 20 some concerts to 45 or 50 other concerts,
per
based
year?
Usually upon what we're doing. It's a volunteer group, and people pick and choose what they want to sing. And so if we're doing a classical number, Handel's Messiah is always very popular, mm-hmm. So we'll expect a big group. Concert we've got coming up now is what I suppose other groups would call a pops concert, and we've set it up like a cabaret and a show, and it's got dance and costume, and we're featuring all Gershwin music, mm-hmm. So very different. So we present two to three concerts a year,
okay. And
try to do a variety of types of music so everybody finds something.
Mm-hmm. So tell us more about this upcoming concert.
Yeah, coming up at the end of April, the 25th and 26th, we have a series called Steppin' Out, and this is a series that takes place usually at a place where we can set up tables and people sit at tables, cabaret style. This will be at Ted Ferry, and this time we will present Gershwin. Basically, it's a long medley of Gershwin tunes. I think it has over 30 different tunes that are incorporated. And then we intersperse that with solos, duets, quartets all along the evening. So it's a fun evening, finger food, probably be in a no-host bar, just a place where people can come and relax and just have a good time with friends.
So it's singing, and those are also instrumental music to accompany
We will have a small band that accompanies us, and there'll be a piano solo, a Gershwin number, so lots of different kinds of music will be presented.
Mm-hmm. And how's the preparation for that going?
Going very well. We've been working hard on it. We started early January, and we've been working 2 days a week, all of March, and all of April we'll be doing 2 days a week. It's very time-consuming to learn choreography, and Claire Bennett and Carol Schaefer have been helping us with choreography. So there'll be a lot of dance and a lot of movement along with the vocal singing.
Wow. So great visual as well as the audio, the song.
Right. Definitely
and the music.
Keep your attention.
It's great. Anything else that's going on with you guys?
Well, probably coming up at the end of the summer, we will do another in our series of helping people learn how to sing. So you want to sing. And just to kind of know.
Vocal coaching?
Yeah, there's no string attached. You know, you just come in for a couple of sessions and just practice singing, learn a little bit about how to make that voice go the way you want it to.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that for the first time last year and had a great reception and had a lot of people that were interested. So we'll be doing that again probably the end of August.
Very cool.
And then the fall we'll start our new setup. We usually start in the fall in September, aiming for a late November or early December concert.
Mm-hmm.
And as of yet, that concert hasn't been defined.
Mm-hmm.
Our spring concert a year from now probably will be a classical concert of some type. We try to alternate stepping out 1 year and then the next year do a classical concert. So
mm-hmm. We
get a variety of music out there for people to enjoy.
Have you all done any all Gershwin concerts before?
Actually, 18 years ago, we did this same concert. So if people have been around that long and been listening to us that long, they'll recognize a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, after 18 years, I guess it's time to focus on Gershwin again.
Yeah, it's great. The Steppin' Out series we've been doing probably for about 8 years. And we'll feature Disney, we'll feature Broadway. We did one Broadway and Ketchikan, where we went back and looked at all of the different shows that had been in Ketchikan, and we picked numbers from those and did that. So the Steppin' Out series tries to be a very pops-oriented, informal, a fun evening on the town.
Mm-hmm.
In times past, we've ended up the concert with a dance. And over the past few years, the number of dancers has waned. And so we're not exactly sure what will happen at the end of this concert, but people should be thinking about spending more time than just coming to the concert, that following the concert, there'll be some way to relax and enjoy the rest of the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So it's meant to be an evening out on the town.
Mm-hmm. And that's April 25th and 26th at 7:30. At the Ted Ferry Civic Center?
That's correct. Probably ought to talk about getting tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are available from performers or at McPherson Music or at Celebration Station, Silly Munchkins, or, of course, the Arts Council. And because of the nature of the show, being two things, one, it's in a venue that is fairly expensive, and so and the other being the fact that it's the kind of music that you do have to pay for rights and so forth, that the tickets are $30 a piece, and people say, wow, that's pretty spendy, but when you think of it for an evening out, it's really not, and it's a tremendously costly thing for us to do, even at that excuse me. Even at that price, we probably will lose money over the whole thing, but it's a great concert. But I said that because we are doing something for the first time this year, and that is we're selling reserved tables. So a person can buy a table for eight and save $5 a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So for $200, a person can buy a table for eight, have all of their friends right there, and enjoy the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a new wrinkle this year, and we're hoping that the people will find that appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
That wraps it up for me, and just encourage people to keep us in mind. April 25th and 26th, Gershwin is a lot of fun. It's great music.
Wonderful. Steve Kinney from the Ketchikan Community Chorus, thank you.
Thank you for having me.